This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Monday he was very close to presenting a final proposal for a deal to release hostages held by Hamas in Gaza.
What makes you think that this deal will be successful in a way that the other deals were not?
Hope springs eternal.
Biden was speaking to reporters at the White House after Israeli forces over the weekend recovered the bodies of six hostages. The latest hostage death sparked more criticism of the Biden administration's Gaza ceasefire strategy in the midst of a U.S. presidential campaign, and it ratcheted up pressure on Netanyahu from Israelis to bring the remaining hostages home. Asked whether he thought Netanyahu was doing enough to secure a hostage deal, Biden said no. In an effort to prevent a widespread outbreak of the disease, vaccinations against polio began in Gaza on Sunday. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has that story.
Palestinian health authorities and UN agencies on Sunday began a large-scale campaign of vaccinations against polio in the Gaza Strip, hoping to prevent an outbreak in the territory that's been ravaged by war. Authorities plan to vaccinate children in central Gaza until Wednesday before moving on to the more devastated northern and southern parts of the strip. At a medical clinic in Deir el-Balah, central Gaza, Wafa Orbed, a mother of three children who received the vaccine, says she's thankful for the vaccinations. This is one of a series of diseases that spread during the war, she said, and this disease is frightening. From the moment we heard about it, we were afraid. The campaign aims to reach about 640,000 children there. Israel's agreed to limited pauses in fighting to facilitate the campaign, according to the WHO. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more top stories, log on to voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News.